Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hi there, I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we are coming at you with another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. And today, we're going to talk about what's a fairly new trend in business marketing, and it is using live streaming like Periscope, Meerkat, Facebook Live, etc. And what we want to talk about is how to integrate that with your mobile updates.
That what's best to be seen using social media for online coaches and influencers. How do you gain more of a following and increase revenue? Is being sponsored on a newsfeed a profitable path? This is what we will talk about today. To be added in the newsfeed is effective, but I believe it's losing its charm as the influx of business coaches are using paid ads is being saturated in the marketplace.
So stop. I have to admit that I haven't done a lot of research on this week's topic. I'm kind of along for the ride, so I'm going to be asking Hazel a lot of questions because I don't have the answers, and I want to hear more about this. Personally, I think that like Periscope and Meerkat and Facebook Live, they're cute. I mean, I see Facebook Live ads all over the place, all over TV, all over Facebook, all over the internet. I mean, they're putting a lot of money into promoting this. And I looked at a few people's Facebook Lives and oh my gosh, they should just like go back to bed and never ever broadcast themselves again as far as I'm concerned. So, all right, what I want to know first, Hazel, is when you talk about being in the newsfeed is an effective but sort of outgoing means, when you say pay, are you talking about Facebook is saturated or what exactly are you talking about?
I'm talking about online coaches, life coaches, executive coaches.
Okay, what
they
about?
They sponsor themselves on the Facebook newsfeed. As you scroll through your Facebook, you see what your friends are doing. You also see that there's coaches that
okay, but we run ads in the newsfeed as well. How is this different? Or is it different?
Well, it's very commonplace. There's a lot of coaches doing this now, and it seems to be every other time I look, there's an online coach wanting to sell their services through this newsfeed.
Okay, so you're saying
and
that,
I find that it's very saturated.
Okay, so you're saying basically that social media, at least on your feed, is chock-a-block full of online coaches and influencers, and do you think that this live streaming is a, I mean, is it going to replace video? Is it going to replace the podcast? I hope not.
Well, you know, this using Facebook Live for these business coaches and life coaches, this is new for this upcoming year.
Okay.
Not very many people are actually doing it yet, but it's getting done. I see some of the big guys out there doing it, and I know that everyone's going to copy them.
Okay.
And you're going to want to know how to do it and do it right and get to your target audience on board.
Okay, so before we go any further, let's do two things here. The first one is let's talk about podcast episode number 18.
Okay.
If you happen to be an online coach or a business coach or an educator or you run a course, podcast number 18 is in our archives and it has a very detailed discussion about how to set up mobile wallet updates with push notifications, funneling, user segments, how to engage, getting referrals. So that's a really detailed, if you're in the online coaching business and you have no idea what mobile updates and mobile marketing and mobile specific advertising using the phone itself as opposed to an app, you definitely are going to want to go back and check out episode 18 after this. So let me get that out of the way first.
Yes.
Now, if you're a complete newbie and you don't know what mobile wallet marketing, mobile wallet advertising, mobile wallet updates are, 2 minutes, Hazel's going to give you the briefing.
All right. Well, it's, you know, mobile wallet marketing is a direct access marketing and a communication tool with customers using their mobile phones These are mobile wallet passes that sit in your mobile wallet if you're using iPhone, Apple Wallet. If you're on Android, it's a third-party pass app. And there's a front and a back to these passes. The front really just shows who you are, has an image of you and or your company, and who you are. And on the back of the pass, there's call to action links to, you know, people to can call you, can email you, direct leads to your social media pages. If you have an app itself, right to your app. If you have any audio going on with iTunes or SoundCloud, there's links
cool.
to that
video,
too.
Your YouTubes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to have a really interesting question here. If you do a Facebook Live or a Periscope,
yes,
are those like stored in perpetuity?
On Facebook, you mean?
Yeah. Or Periscope. I mean, do they go away or do they keep a copy?
Periscope, I believe it keeps a copy.
So if I wanted to, say, for instance, link
I don't think it's like Snapchat, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm asking, can I do, like, let's say I was at a trade show and I did a Facebook Live, God forbid. let's say I did it on the Tuesday. Would I be able to link to it on the Wednesday from the back of my mobile update and people would be able to go and access it?
Yes, you can access it.
Got it. Okay, so you can leverage the back of the update to send people to a previously recorded live.
Yes, you can.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so now we've gone through the part about how the mobile wallet updates actually work with the mobile advertising. Let's go back to this live streaming and how coaches and influencers and marketers are using it.
Well, it's pretty easy. Once logged into Facebook, you can update your status. And instead of updating the status, you tap go live.
Okay.
And boom, you're live. People can see you.
Okay.
Okay. On Periscope, once you log in, you're just live because that's all it is.
So is this kind of like a Google Hangout? It's the same thing with Google.
It's going to be like Google Hangouts. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it. Except the platform is either Facebook or Periscope, which is Twitter's platform. Instead of the crickets at Google Plus, you have the actual live people at Facebook or potentially at Twitter. Okay, got it.
And part of Facebook best practices is to use Facebook notifications to inform everyone that you're live.
Okay.
That doesn't always necessarily work unless you're on Facebook.
Okay.
Right? So if you have a mobile wallet and everyone who's on your mobile wallet and has the pass, you update them. Let them know that you're live.
Okay, got it. All right. So you would, just before you wanted to go live, you would send out a notification to everybody who had your mobile updates in their smartphone, and they would get a notice that said, you're going to go live. Does that have like a link to Facebook to launch Facebook mobile so they would then see that you were live?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
I believe it does.
Okay.
I haven't actually seen it because this is so new. I haven't actually seen that. I'm waiting for it. And this is what gave me the encouragement that the people need to start using this as mobile updates.
Okay, cool.
Is that I was waiting actually for an online coach on Facebook. I didn't know when he was going to go live. Okay. I was waiting and waiting. I had to log into their Facebook page to figure it out. That shouldn't be that difficult.
Okay. Gotcha. So basically what we're talking about is this is a sort of a secondary notification process or a parallel notification process to the oh my God. So, okay. For like Periscope, since Twitter owns that, when somebody goes on Periscope and they're doing a Periscope, it's kind of just jumbled in with the rest of my Twitter notifications and I don't really notice it.
Right. The hashtag Twitter uses is hashtag go live.
Okay. So
if you don't know, unless you put it on your Twitter that, hey, I'm live now, there's no other real notification.
So you're just kind of talking in space.
Kind of talking in space and hopefully people will see you.
But the key to this one is you want them to see you while you're actually doing it live.
That's right.
Okay, got it. Let's talk about the differences in ROI goals and how you can expand that by using multiple social medias, multiple... Tell me more about this, please.
What's your question?
My question is, am I just going to use Facebook Live, or am I going to use Periscope and Facebook Live?
Oh, at the same time.
Can you do them at the same time?
I'm not sure you can.
Oh. So how do I decide? I mean, what...
I think that's just personal preference, how to decide.
Okay, so it doesn't actually make any difference. I just need to pick one and do it. Now, what does this do for my... Oh, I see. So basically, if I'm on Periscope or I'm on Facebook Live, I'm not on YouTube.
You're not on YouTube.
Can I take my... Wow, I see exactly what this is. Okay, so how many coaches and influencers do you think are doing this yet?
Some of the top level ones, I don't know if I should be naming names here or not, but some of the top level ones are starting to do it and figuring out what a live stream strategy is about and how it can be used with them, for them rather. And I know that other online coaches are going to get on board with this as the year goes by, and they'll see the effectiveness of it.
Okay, cool. Got it. So what's the quality of the audio and video of these live streams? Is it any good?
Well, that all depends on your connection, really. I've seen some stop just right in the middle of it going, and then you see the little circle turns around and just stops.
Now, is that because you had a problem as the recipient, or they had a problem as the broadcaster?
Yeah, I think it was at that end, it was the broadcaster, because there was a few thousand people on there. Usually I see this going pretty well, and I see it being done on mobile.
Right.
You don't have to have a big studio set up, or, you know, even doing it on your laptop. I see this done holding a mobile phone.
So this is one of those things that, and we've talked about this before in podcast recording, is there are two schools of thought on how to do a podcast. Should you edit it up and make it like super duper polished and super duper, I'm not going to say professional, but you know, or should you be more of sort of an ad hoc, oh, here we are, this is our podcast, this is what we're talking about, oh, made a mistake, or oh, just coughed, or
you keep going.
And you keep going. Yeah, I mean, so it kind of seems like with this technology, that with this live streaming, obviously, if you make a mistake, or if you're having a bad hair day, or if your cat jumps on your head while you're in the middle of doing this, I mean, it's like warts and all going to be there.
That's right. Warts and all. And that's how it is. That is what I am seeing. Warts and all.
Okay. Well, cool. That's kind of an interesting... And it's live. So, I mean, if somebody gets on there and says, oh my God, your hair looks terrible, well, you're just stuck in the middle of it with terrible hair.
Right. And what they're doing is they're chatting with you.
Okay.
Because the chat feature is right at the bottom where the comment area is.
Okay.
Just a chat feature that keeps scrolling.
So it would seem to me that if you're going to do a live and you're going to have a recording of it. Now, does the recording, do we know if the recording has the chat recorded as well?
I do not know that.
Okay. Because, I mean, this is almost like some sort of a cross between a YouTube video and a webinar replacement.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it, but yeah.
Interesting.
I can see that. It is new. It's hard to find what the ROI is on it right now because of that, but I do see it being something that is a strategy moving forward for 2017.
Cool. So you said you've seen some big names doing it.
I have seen.
Like how big?
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Okay, so Vaynerchuk, who else?
Ryan.
Dice, digital marketer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Offhand, the other guy, the R.
Russell? Thank Brunson?
You. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's big size names.
You know, I'm excited about it because I'm going to tell you, Kim, back when I was running an affiliate network years ago, I was doing live streaming And we were trying to get onto mobile, and it was hard, and it didn't work well.
Yeah, you know, my blue Sprint flip phone in 2004 had TV on it, and I was at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, and I ran into a friend of ours, and we're like, oh, look, I just got a, you know, because back then it was like, ooh, just got a new phone.
Right.
And there were millions of different phones, and there wasn't, oh, you're either iPhone
or Android. This was before that.
So we're laughing. We're like, oh, I'm like, I have TV. He's like, oh, I have TV too. Because I had the blue one on like Sprint, and I think he was on AT&T or somebody like that. I'm like, well, I have basketball on mine. And he's like, oh, I don't have basketball on mine. And we're trying to look in the middle of the mall on this little tiny screen. So the basketball, the players are like, every play is really more like a free throw or a foul shot than it is an actual live moving thing.
Right, right. So, I mean, that's part of my excitement is that it's so everyday. It's there. It's so common. This is becoming. And we've come a long way over the last few years to get to this point.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that's why I'm on top of it and I know what's going on.
Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on this, and we are going to promise that there will be at least one follow-up episode on how to work with live streaming media strategies and connecting those with your mobile wallet updates or your mobile wallet ads. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of places that this can overlap.
Yes.
Oh, big time. Oh. There's like a million things that I could see that you could, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Good catch, Chase.
Thank you.
Okay, done for the day?
Yeah, if you have any questions about our packages and using the mobile updates, come visit us at mobilewalletmarketer.com.
Awesome, we will see you next time.